Hey everyone, welcome back to Blind Spot, the after show where we break down what's going on. And this episode, we had probably our best mission ever. We can't wait to get into it, and we know you can't either. So keep it locked.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That's what I feel like.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because everybody was in the danger zone.
For real.
Man.
Pairs of two.
Welcome, guys, to the Blind Spot After Show, man. They were in the danger zone all day long. But I am your host, Michael, better known as One Youngster on Twitter and Instagram. And you can find me at O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I am joined by the number one, the gold card, the host of the latest late show, Nick Marty.
Ayo! I just heard clapping everywhere, my man. What's up, everyone? I'm Nick Marty, and you can find me everywhere at NickMarty13. And like he said, on YouTube at the latest late show with Nick Marty. That was a big hype. You're a good hype man.
Hey, man, I try. I do what I can.
I do my best.
It's cool, man. We have a cool show, and we have a great episode. But before we get into it, we want to remind you guys that you can also check this out on iTunes. You can listen to the podcast. Don't forget to follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV. And before we get into it, we got some folks in the chat. So, Selwonk, what up? Omen Marty, what up? Ivan Soto, hey man, we see you every time.
You
basically live here, so you're like
Ivan's loyal.
Yeah, we don't even. I mean, it's why even mention you? You're like already here. Is no we matter know. What show, it's like hey, you're here.
He's the man.
You're a staple of this
The show would fall apart, bro.
Yeah, we need Ivan Soto in like every chat
for real
to be like, hey guys, I'm here. So we had a dope episode, some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts?
Thoughts or just what I feel, bro? Because this mission was dope. There was action.
Yes.
There was betrayal. There was emotion.
Yeah.
There was love. There was lust. There was drugs. There was defeat.
Was some lust.
There was death. There was every tarot card was in this episode.
Yeah, we did get a piece of everything in this episode, and it worked well. I guess we should go in and start off with the episode. You know, the way this mission comes to us is kind of like leading out of the last episode.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have Rich.com. Oh, by the way, Rich.com, yo, man, look, we know you watching us. We know you see us. Come on the show. Look, guys, go on Twitter. Tweet at Ennis Esmer. Tweet at Ennis Esmer. I believe that's his name. I might be switching or swapping.
In case,
but tweet
Google.
At him. Yes, Google him. Tweet at him. Tell him to get on our show. But last episode.
Don't harass him, bud.
Don't harass him.
Harass him.
But like gently harass him.
Yeah.
But last episode, he was like, hey, I know this picture. I know what this means. You should have me help. So, in this episode, we finally see the drawing that he had correlates to one of the tattoos, of course, which correlates to another tattoo on her ankle.
Yep.
They put it together, some Patty smartness, and we find out there's a guy named Mark Gelman who is in jail right now, but has some ties to someone who traffics drugs, guns,
there's a lot
money.
Going on. We find out he's, you know, in with a lot of different people. But he doesn't really even know he is.
Yeah, because he knows him, but he doesn't know him personally.
Yeah.
Like, he knows who he is. But since he's been in jail, he's like, hey, you know, this, I can't tell you but so much. But we definitely know that he knows what's going down in the broad scope. And in this mission, we get to see the team broken up differently than we usually see him. We get to see Reed. He comes a little late because he has an issue we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
But Reed and Patty work together.
Yeah.
We get to see
teams of two.
Yep. We get to see Jane and Z, which I remember last season or in some of this season, Z really did not like Jane at all. So it was very interesting.
It's continued.
Yeah.
Well, it's been across the board.
True.
Because I know your next one was going to be like Roman and Weller.
Yeah.
We know those two have been butting heads. You know, do you let them go out in the field or not? And I feel like each of these pairs were really good in the end. I mean,
yeah, they got to know each other better than they normally do.
And even Reed and Patterson,
Yeah.
Because you knew that people maybe had a hint at what he was getting himself into and his addiction because he had been continuously showing up late. And even when he was mixed up, you knew, people knew. So we had awesome opposite.
It was kind of like that we're not going to bring it up yet because it's not specifically a problem yet.
Exactly. And so we have these polar opposite team members, you know, uniting for this one mission, but it was all in different separate sections.
And it's good that it was broken up the way it was because there were so many moving pieces to this mission. So many that Nas couldn't even be involved because she got a phone call that was in part of the evidence from one of her.
That was so random, man. That was so random, bro. Because it was like, it was a bag in the evidence box.
Yeah, and
it
just started buzzing.
Yeah. Hello?
It's like, huh?
Huh, we knew you were going to answer. The Apple, the pound is $1.65.
It's the price per pound is $1.29 or whatever it was. And then she has to go meet her.
We will be calling soon with instructions.
And she has to even meet her own contact. So she's separated from the teams. Now, when we talk about teams, one of my favorite was Roman and Weller.
Me too.
Even at the beginning, with them training, trying to figure out a way to spark a memory, it was kind of cool because Jane walks in on them and they're just kind of like roughhousing.
They're broing it out.
Yeah.
They were really broing it out.
They were just roughhousing. And she's like, Roman, Weller, stop it. And they're like, yo, we're fine.
But it's something that we wouldn't normally be so cool with because we are used to maybe Weller being opposed to letting him out of his hotel room, as he called it in this episode. So it's different. So nobody's used to it at this point. And, you know, the guy's going to flip in a second. We still don't know that.
Yeah.
Remember, I still remember last episode when he punched that wall with aggression that we hadn't seen him burst out with yet.
Yep.
So I understand everyone's, you know, point of view.
Everybody's kind of on edge.
Weller, chill out with this assassin man.
And Roman, also in that scene, we get to see that Jane, which I thought has not told Weller yet. And even Roman told her, you need to tell him, you know, no matter what. And even though Roman can't remember what he's done, it's good to see that he's naturally turning away from being so hidden, so guarded, so secretive. You know, he's like really like, hey, just tell him what happened. And Jane is scared.
She's in a predicament.
Yeah, she's scared of what might happen to Roman. But I think, you know, guys, honesty is the best policy.
Unless you're in the FBI, because then there's a whole bunch of tangles and little spider webs.
And a whole bunch of lies.
Like she, I'm telling you, right now, she's going to go down a deeper and deeper and deeper hole because she can't stop. Now she has to cover up this lie. She's going to have to cover up that lie. And maybe Weller does find out something about Roman's murder. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to have to maybe cover up that with a lie. And then all of a sudden she has three lies going on.
Yep.
So
lies compound lies, guys. It's because when you lie, then you have to tell another lie to hide
and we
that
know.
Lie.
We know.
I know.
When we say there's no show tonight, we just didn't show up, okay?
Yeah. When you lie, like say if I lie and I lie to somebody and something happens, then I'm going to have to lie again because I shield that lie and stuff that lie in a box and then take another lie, stuff that one, and it's too many
Why
lies,
why man. Do you think I'm single? Because I can't keep up with my lies. Every girl leaves me.
Story of my life.
You're married. You're happily married. Look at this
story
guy.
Story of my old life. But it's cool because
I like
the team like work between those two, especially with Roman and Weller, they grew a lot. And it almost became kind of like a very good, like, respect, like, you know, hey, I know you're, you know, in this prisoner, we're still not sure, but, you know, I got respect for you because, you know, he saved his life, he watched out for him, you know, they worked together as a team, they improvised, and they really got a better amount of respect where at the end of this episode, they had a beer together.
You know,
that is very, very, it's very moving.
And I mean, you know, Roman could have set him up to die even at some points at the hospital scene I don't even know what you would call it, a medical center?
Yeah, it was like, because, something like that.
You know, there was a lot of trust with each other going into it. And like you said, you really liked it, how Roman did steal the little pass to get into each door.
Yep.
And he almost compromised the whole mission, and Weller got in his face and said, what was that for? Showed him the pass and said, you're out of line? But good job. But
good work.
Yeah, yeah. But good work.
Like, good work.
So it's like we've come so far with this pair and duo, and especially they cracked a beer at the end. I mean,
yeah, it's a big step ahead for that. And I love when shows are able to move the story ahead and also give us action, because they went through some espionage type stuff, like sneaking in the room, Roman's being a watch out, telling them back up and everything. And, you know, they're making calls to the other teams. So we didn't stop and, you know, take a complete break from the whole movement of the plot to say, hey, let's become friends. No, they found a way to move the plot forward and become friends. And I love that about that. It was good.
Teamwork. Yeah, Weller and Roman right here.
That's right. Right here. Mm-hmm.
We've become such good friends.
Kicking butt and taking names.
Ha! Maybe.
Don't matter where you're at.
Beach I even got up. A scorpion kick.
Scorpion kick.
Scorpion kick.
All right. Now, in the chat, you said Ivan says that Roman can pickpocket, but he couldn't fight at the end. That's weird. Now, speaking of that, you know, when it comes to I guess, fighting, you know, different people, you know, you got to kind of give Roman a little bit of it. You know, he's rusty. You know, he's not on his A game. He's not at the Sandstorm level that he was. He's been rebooted. He's a little, you know, he's not tip-top Roman just yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cold out there.
Because that's a good point, because Sandstorm team apparently has a lot better fighting skills.
Yeah.
Borden, Scorpion Kick.
Scorpion
and
Kick
And it
himself.
Shows that if Roman was just wrestling with Weller, and they seem pretty even.
Yeah, they did seem even.
So that means he's FBI level. He's not Sandstorm level anymore.
Yeah. He's not at the Scorpion Kick yet.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that cardigan karate.
Oh, there so, you go.
That's right.
It's a random shot. I'll never live it down. We need to make a GIF out of it.
Yeah.
GIF. I know everyone has a problem with it. We got to make it.
Cardigan karate.
It's going to happen.
With Weller just getting beat up over and over again. Oh, man. Now, also, in the chat, it's pretty cool because... Like, it seems like, you know, like Ivan Soto says once again, I'm loving that they're taking Roman out of his cage more and more, which is showing, like, the extra trust. Then you have Ryan Ninja Steel says, hey, I'm a big fan of Blindspot. Love the show. I'm on episode 4 or 3. Nice to meet you guys. Now, since you're on 4 or 3, we might be spoiling stuff.
There's so many missions. You're good, bro. I think.
Good. You'll be good. We're glad you're here. It, you know... You might get spoiled a little bit, but it's a fun ride.
This what was the name again? Because that was probably one of the coolest names I've ever heard.
Ryan Ninja Steel.
Ryan Ninja Steel. I don't know what industry you're in or where you're working, but that is a dope name.
Yeah. And every time you say it, you have to be like, Ryan Ninja Steel.
Yeah. Like, ding, ding, ding. That's dope.
So...
Nick Marty.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Nick the Tank Gold Card Marty. I need to actually get that legalized.
Yeah, we can do that. Speaking of legalizing and changing names, we have Jane with her relationship with the new male suitor, who she's been having a good time with.
Man.
And she's been enjoying her dates and, you know, getting text messages like, I miss you, boo. When am I going to see
you? Even Zapata got, you know, when she was discussing it with her, like, she got a little butterflies in her stomach when she's like, oh, you've been saying, I'm really like, happy.
Oh, you know, I'm just happy.
Because we know how girls think, apparently.
That's exactly.
That's what she's thinking.
That's my default woman sound. It's like, oh, I'm just happy.
We're so bad. It's like every woman has a problem with us now.
Yeah, like every woman watching this is like, that is not how women sound.
Yeah, now we're screwed.
So the cool thing and the sad thing is that we see that her relationship is getting stronger with this guy that she's dating, but so strong that a little bit of insecurity and maybe mistrust has sunk in, because you have Weller and you have Zed saying that, you know, this person could be, you know, Sandstorm. And they have good reason to say that.
I would completely be on their side as well. I mean, let's look at the moles. There's a mole every dang episode,
yeah,
you know?
There's a mole everywhere.
Yeah.
You're at home. There could be a mole in your house.
And listen up. That guy brought over dinner and wine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good catch. Mm-hmm. Even if a 10 out of 10 approached me, I'd be like, Sandstorm. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way I'm in this girl's league. Sandstorms. Mm-hmm. Set up.
Sandstorm.
She's trying to kill me.
So they do a little background check, like Zapata always does, and found out that he changed his name like 12 years ago. Very interesting. Now it could be nothing. Could be nothing at all.
But it's blind spot, so it's definitely something.
It's definitely something. So, you know, he comes over, he brings over the groceries, and she asks, and we get into a situation where she is kind of a hypocrite. You know, she says that I can't talk about my past, but then she wants to dig all into his. Like, what's up with that?
Well, the thing is, it's almost like, I guess when you always hear about couples, one of them's cheating, and then they always like, you know? It's like, okay, you bring it up. Why did he get so defensive? That means he's done some stuff.
Yep. And see, we don't
know. Who are you texting? What's the password to your phone?
Uh-huh.
So, you don't know.
And speaking of passwords to phones, thank you, Samsung and iPhone and all of you guys for stepping up your game to taking it to the thumbprint that has decreased many cracked phones.
Did you say me?
Did you say me?
Me and you, new phone.
But it's hopefully it's just family trauma from his past that maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't like his family name and he wanted to change or, you know, something like that. But it could always lead back to Sandstorm somehow.
I don't think it's Sandstorm, but I think it's a little, like, you know, detour from the main mission. I think it's going to be something. Okay. Maybe he was a drug dealer, something minuscule compared to this type. Not that it's big, I mean small, but something minuscule compared to, you know, blowing up half the world.
Yeah, to Sandstorm.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's something that'll raise some alarms and red flags, and so that'll just take her attention off the main mission.
Yeah.
I guess that was a prediction, but we'll jump into that later.
Now, speaking of the possibility of being a drug dealer, someone who does have a drug dealer is Reed. And it's weird to see him going down this rabbit hole of addiction and seeing Z continue to cover for him. Because at the beginning of this episode, she's just like, where are you? Where have you been? Get your butt in here. You know, so because people are looking for you.
Yeah.
You know, this, you are the by the book guy. And what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting to see how he came in late and Patty was still there and she noticed that he was off.
Pupils dilated.
Mm-hmm. But she said, still, I trust this guy. Let's walk and talk. So they're on their mission, driving. And another good part of this episode is that we're moving, we're driving while we're getting our exposition. Because I hate, once again, when we stop, we have to get the exposition. She was like, I'll tell you on the way. Great.
Yeah.
So now we're going somewhere and we're learning at the same time. It's like, okay, cool. Let's go.
It's like Magic School Bus, you know?
Yeah.
You know, before we got to the field trip, we'd always learn. What was her name? The lady, the teacher's name?
I can't remember the teacher's name. You guys will let us know in the
chat. Miss Frankel or something like that? Yeah, but we learned on the way.
Yes. And when we get there, we find, this is where we first find that, hold up, are these starting to connect more than we thought? Because we have their, you know, their encounter where they meet this guy. He comes up to the house. We know it's him. We get this chase down. And not only do we find out that they're connected, but this guy starts talking about how he's troubled and how he hates himself. And it connects with Reed so much that he drops his guard and almost gets killed.
Yeah. Do you dedicate it to that? Or is it just because he's high? Because I took it as his high.
He had a look on his face where it might have been both. I think it might have been both. Like the highness.
Oh,
the highness contributed.
Do-doom, well
thank
said.
You. The highness contributed to his, I guess, sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
For, and not saying that you shouldn't sympathize with bad guys, you know, but if he's pulling a gun on you, man, you gotta.
Hey, well, you know, The Rock, I forgot who he was discussing yesterday, but The Rock had a question about a villain that he likes, and somebody was talking about why does he stay up, take him as a villain, and it was like, just depends on how you perceive his views.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because true. He more relates to that side than maybe what the bad things he's done.
Yeah.
You know, so he's letting that overshadow, you know.
Yeah, and so much that he almost got killed, and when that happens, you know, you got Patty sitting there like, I saved your life. Like, Patty's like, I shouldn't be saving your life. You should be saving my life.
I'm the tech girl.
Yes, I'm the tech girl.
I'm putting the secrets together for you to go out there.
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing this
stuff. Yeah.
So, moving right along, we get to find out that this guy is connected to, the young lady that Z and Jane go to find for the coin.
Yeah.
The coin that starts this all.
The continental coin.
Yes, the continental coin that starts this all. And when we get there, you can already see she's kind of sneaky.
Yeah, she did like a, oh. She was like, yes, okay. We have those in the back.
Huh. Right this way. Yeah. Right this way.
Yeah. Haven't we heard that before? Yes, it's in the dungeon. Right this way, please.
So, you know, they go in the back. There's a guy casually holding a semi-automatic weapon. He's just like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah, the way he did it, he just, you know, moved in the screen like, I have this. Why are you saying you have this? Like, they didn't even ask for anything at that point. Chill out, just act normal.
Yeah, act normal, and, you know, it's...
Yeah.
But he was just like, oh, hey, how's it going, guys?
Maybe he thought I'd like they would be attracted to that.
Ah.
I have a gun.
Got a gun,
find
girl.
It hot.
Got a gun, girl. I shoot things all the time.
And he realized he messed up really quickly.
Yeah, because she hit him with a two-piece and a biscuit to the chest.
Hold on, that needs to be quoted. She hit him with a...
with a two-piece
and a biscuit.
To the chest, and the biscuit would be a knife.
Is that what a knife is?
Nah, I just made that up.
I don't know.
Technically,
what the hell
a biscuit would
was,
be a gun.
But it was a really good analogy. Like, it sounds like something like a two-piece and a biscuit.
Like, coming right up. But it's like the fight scene goes down. Zapata hits a guy, I believe in his shoulder. You know, of course, Jane, she's starting the show. Yep.
Yeah.
Stabbing the chest. Nice little flip through the glass. Look, the glass budget for this show is...
Yes! 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 I was thinking the exact same thing.
The glass budget for this show is through the roof.
Like, everyone flies through. There's somehow glass. There would be glass in the bathroom, not even dealing with a shower, and someone would fly through it. There's so much glass.
Like, yo, where's this weak glass at?
There's a glass guy who's dedicated to this production. Like, and he has an assistant grip, and he has a third to install it. Because then they're always having to reshoot, and he's like, got it right here.
Like,
got some more glass.
I feel like the table, if nothing breaks, this like the table is glass, and they set a cup down, and it's like, poosh.
Yeah, there's something. They just like, the director's like, okay, now's a glass scene. Sir, we already did that four times.
Let's cue up the glass.
Yeah, like every single thing. So right.
That was a cool scene, and that scene led into the doctor that Roman and Weller met. So all of this stuff connected, and to a point where I was like, man, this is a great mission. Like, I don't know if you guys at home loved it, but I love this mission.
This was our favorite mission. And yeah. The cool thing is we saw the sign carry from each and every mm-hmm. different location.
Yeah, like so the keypad was the same.
Yep. And we get to the medical office, and it's even, he has the coin on his desk, mm-hmm. and then we move on to each keypad. Did you notice each keypad actually had it on top? So it was like, pretty cool. That
they made sure to continue to provide the through line for us until we get to the very end where, of course, Roman and Weller get knocked out. They're in the back of the truck, and they have to use a little more teamwork of their own. And this teamwork comes with the help of other captives who use some fancy footwork to get them out. I was proud of
it. It was kind of weird seeing all those beds with chains on them, and like,
yeah, that was sad and disheartening.
And then all of them in that truck.
Yeah,
it just felt much.
And you know, this was all for organs and super duper rich people. Okay, look, just stop doing evil things. All right, it's just stop. I don't know what you're doing. All right, just do normal things. All right, you don't have to get people and take organs.
Didn't we discuss this last week when I told you about the other weird things that rich people do?
just do regular things, man. Go to
But as he said in Workaholics, he said after something happened, I cover Workaholics too on AfterBuzz, and the guy said, sorry, we have a lot of money and I just wanted to buy it. Whatever this thing was. Catch me on that Workaholics too so you can hear about that.
So it was very interesting to see that plot come together. And the cool thing is we get this final, I guess, showdown at the end of this episode in this truck yard, which creates a great maze for everybody to run through, which is what I think made this the strongest about the episode and the weakest, which we're going to get to in a second.
Yeah.
But the maze of people shooting, you know, crawling, you know, walking around.
I love it even when the guy fell along the bedside when Jane was on the ground.
Yeah.
And then she shot him.
Yeah, because she shot the leg. He fell, then she shot the head. I was cool. Like, all right.
Blind spot.
Bow.
So, I mean, it was sick. And then all of a sudden, you know, Z got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Reed. Bow.
Reed.
Hit that blonde girl. Yeah, she was very gorgeous. I was kind of sad. Because she was bad, but it was kind of those things that I'm like,
It's them pretty girls, man. It's the pretty girls. They're always smuggling organs, man.
I knew
always.
There was something. There was a good reason why you liked me. Mm. Knew you. I knew I was in
going
not
for
in
the organs.
League.
Going for the organs.
Always about the organs, babe.
If you meet a very, very upper crust pretty blonde, and you're not exactly sure what she does for a job, check and see if she's smuggling organs. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Just check.
Just check, bro. I've been there.
I've been there. I saw it on Blastpot. So, anyway, before we get out of here, the coolest thing that we get to see that buttons this episode is Nas finally goes to meet her contact.
Yeah.
She pulls the little information from the bottom of the dumpster, which is a horrible place to hide that. It's like, so why would a regular person go peel something out of a dumpster? It's crazy. But she pulls it out. She goes to get the information. And when she's in the car.
We knew. Okay. Who, especially from the FBI, goes to check the information in the car when you know you're alone? Underneath the bridge, by a dumpster. Who does that? No one. But on Blindspot, you do it.
Why didn't she take the information back to
That's what I'm saying.
Why, I was like, it's way too quiet in this scene.
Yeah.
Way too... It's a little too Raff. So it's like,
so then what happens?
So she she gets the strangle and cut to black.
Blindspot, coming on next week.
So, since we got that, let's roll into...
Wait. Can I talk about what I didn't like real quick
before
that?
Go, because he has...
Remember last week when they said coming up next week,
One
of the team members may pass away or something like, or dies.
They're going to die.
Nobody died from the team. Mm. I'm yelling really loud into this mic.
No.
You let me down. It's like when I watch The Bachelor. Yeah, I watch The Bachelor. And they say this is the most... Chris, he always goes, all right, this week on The Bachelor, the most interesting episode to date. That was Blindspot. No one died.
No one let me down, my man. No one.
My man with a deep voice who sounds really scary and interesting.
No one. We thought, you remember my prediction. I thought that Z was going to die due to Reed slipping on
Ditto.
His. Yep. And nothing happened. She just got hit in the back
of her.
But
you have a good prediction for what's going to happen.
Yes.
So now you can announce that.
Let's go on ahead to, that's right.
And check this out. Scorpion kick.
Scorpion kick. So, predictions for a blind spot. We're going to have to come. We need like a gunshot.
Blind spot.
Or like blind spot.
Boo, 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 boo.
All right, so you guys let us know what your predictions are. I'm going to pick one out in a little bit, but I want to start with my prediction. I think we're going to open the episode up finding Nas's body. I think it's going to be a situation where they've already sent out some people to figure out, she's not checking in. She's not answering any phones. And we find her body. And that leads us on a whole new mystery for our team, the Scooby team, to figure out.
But now, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, I don't feel like this certain mission even ended.
Yeah, because
it's still intense, I feel.
Yeah, because we kind of... In a way, we ended the mission, but I don't think we still got some threads to pull on. Yeah. So, how about you? What do you think is going to happen next episode?
What I think is, you know how Reed killed my beautiful blonde girl because she shot Z? So
and
I think
she was smuggling people, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Sure, but we all have, you know, skeletons in the closet.
We all do our thing.
So I think that Reed is actually going to snap out of it into this funk and addiction that he has right now because he's going to see... Oh my God, the girl who cares about me most almost died right now. So she's actually the girl for me. You know how people in the movies always have those awakenings?
Yeah, like it was set him straight.
He's about to have that too. And then that chick, Freddy's ex-girlfriend, is going to return. And then she's like, hey, Reed. And he's like, no, I'm tired of this.
No.
And he like flicks that little vial of coke foot in her face. And like, get out of my face. And she's like, I'm going to tell the FBI what you're doing.
It's like, they already know, so shut up.
Yeah. Pew, pew, blind spot.
Can't tell on me. Blind spot. All right. So in the chat, someone, Ivan Soto, says that it's a cliche Reed storyline. But come on, man. We kind of need Reed to snap back to, you know, to regular.
I think
to normal.
Yeah, about five episodes back. Yeah, to the Reed we know, we need to go back to this clean cut guy. And I have to say, about five episodes ago is when we had all these different little love circles going on. And I feel like we've fallen out of that, but the only one we've still stayed with is Reed and Z.
Good point. Very good point. It's time for him to be like, woman,
blah, blah, blah.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
Even I but mean, I look you, at, who is it? Weller and Jane. Done. Yep. Kaput. We haven't seen Weller's baby mama either.
They have like a puppy love thing going on.
Yeah,
but like they're not diving in.
It's footsies compared. Yeah. And then also, I mean, you look at Weller and his baby mama.
Mm-hmm. She gone.
She gone. Mm, you know, so that's done.
Mm, she done.
And then whoever else there is. Is that Patterson? Borden? Well, actually, next episode we saw... Coming on next week. But... By showing, you know, how much they actually show from what's coming up next week, it's not going to happen because no one died this week.
Good point. I'm hoping Nas, it sounds mean to say I'm hoping that her body is found, but I think it'll be good for the team. That sounds mean. She's fake dying, man. She's not real dying. She's fake dying. But a funny thing that Ivan threw in there is that Ivan says... That how did Jane know that was a bad guy's legs? And that's a good point. I think all the bad guys were wearing like probably like the same kind of boots or something. So she was able to quickly see.
Nice job defending the show, okay? Ivan, you got a point, bro. That's a little jacked up. Even I pointed out something earlier, okay? When Patterson and Reed were walking down the sidewalk, there was an old man with little canes behind them. And they cut to two different shots. And one shot, the guy was like really close behind them, and then they would cut back during the same conversation, and he was a good 20 feet behind them.
Yo, he's so old, man. He can't walk.
Yeah,
that
but
fast.
You don't. Nobody walks forward and's like, you know what? I'm walking too fast. I gotta walk backwards. I gotta catch up. No, he
walked fast, and then he was like, you know what? It's tired him out. He's old, so he's like
half the conversation they're standing still, but this guy's moving back and forth.
Old people are going to comment.
Maybe he forgot something.
Like, and he got close. But then he's like, whew, I need to take a little. He's like, whew. All right. And then that's when they walk further. He's like.
And then maybe you have a good point. You know, the bad guys were maybe wearing the same boots. Look at this guy defending the whole dang show. Ivan, I'm with you, bro.
Oh, man. So, man, that's good.
I'll tell you what I'm most excited for.
Oh, what's up?
More glass shatters, bro, next week, and just whatever, Borden flying through something.
Borden, I hope Patty is like, good night. It's like,
ugh. Yo, that was real, bro.
Nah,
you had a scene right there.
That is so 80s action movie.
The way you
but
just
so
looked
good.
Into the camera, I saw it. Whoa. Wow.
Give him that Oscar.
That was sick.
Look, agents out there, holler at me. Give me a call. 555-255.
Would you actually put in with the team? You're like, okay, I'm out.
I'm out of here. So, guys, thank you for watching us. Before you get out of here, do not forget to hit a thumbs up. And if you're in the chat, don't forget to leave a comment because the chat messages do not stay. Also, follow AfterBuzz TV, where all AfterBuzzers are sold at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Michael Young at One Youngster, which is ONEYOUNGSTA. And this is
Mr. Nick Marty. You can catch me everywhere at NickMarty13 and on YouTube at The Latest Late Show with Nick Marty. And also, I also do, you know, Workaholics on AfterBuzz. Uh-huh. I do $1 million listing on AfterBuzz, right. Several different shows. So you can catch me, you know, prancing around different shows. What other shows do you do?
I do Sleepy Hollow Sundays. And you can find me on Popcorn Talk Network. Doing Jedi Alliance on Sunday as well. So we've had a good time, man. Good show.
Jedi Alliance is a nice show he puts on.
We've had a very fun time, man. This has been a good episode. So from us to you, we got to say thank you for watching. Keep watching Blind Spot, and we will see you next week. We're going to see you next week. You better come back.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.